This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia probe's been completed, and President Trump is back on the campaign trail for the first time since that report came down.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them, until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues.
The Russia hoax is finally dead.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, Chicago, telling Empire actor Jussie Smollett to pay up $130,000 to cover the cost of police overtime for the investigation of the attack he reported in January. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A law firm wants a federal investigation after San Antonio banned Chick-fil-A from that city's airport. The First Liberty Institute sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation yesterday accusing the San Antonio Council of religious discrimination. The council barring Chick-fil-A from opening a new restaurant at the city's international airport because of the company's record on gay rights issues. Maryland lawmakers overriding the Republican governor's veto of a minimum wage hike in the state. The bill that Larry Hogan vetoed Wednesday would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025, and state lawmakers voted to override that veto yesterday. Top seeds Gonzaga and Virginia heading to the Elite Eight of the NCAA men's tournament, along with Purdue and Texas Tech following victories yesterday. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
All Americans should be concerned with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee taking the position of judge and jury and perpetuating false information to the American people for the last 2 years.
On Capitol Hill, Republicans calling on the House Intel Committee chair to resign. Republicans say they've had more than enough of California Democrat Adam Schiff because of his never-ending collusion claims about President Trump. Here's House Minority Leader, California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Every single Republican signed a letter that this chairman, they have lost confidence. They do not believe, no matter what they work on, that the American public can trust them.
Changing gears now, more than a million private wells in the Midwest at risk due to massive flooding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Groundwater in parts of 10 states is being threatened by bacteria and industrial contamination picked up by the floodwaters. That's according to the National Groundwater Association, which says over 300 counties are affected in the following states: Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin. The contamination can cause illness, and bad water will require disinfection. Public water supplies are federally regulated, but private wells have no such protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, it looks like people are going to be held accountable. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I'm telling you, I'm hearing this all the time. America is sped up of having gone through what they went through for over 2 years and hearing all these false narratives. And they're saying, look, at especially congressmen and people in key positions, why should they be allowed to make this kind of rhetorical speech, I think rather dangerous speech, that has put everybody at odds so dramatically one with another, as if, and that isn't enough, in the mainstream media, and I believe a price is going to be paid here. With us right now, Sidney Powell, best-selling author of the book License to Lie and former prosecutor. Sidney, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. My pleasure.
Well, the dust is starting to settle. We're a week past the initial summary report, the executive summary report that Bill Barr gave to the president and to Congress. And the Dems are beside themselves. They want everything released like tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that, as they well know, but that doesn't keep them from grandstanding about that. And what's so incredibly disingenuous is that his letter makes very clear he's working as expeditiously as he can to get them more information and wants to be as transparent as he legally can. And yet they act like he's, I think Nancy Pelosi called his letter condescending and several other nasty things, which couldn't have been further from correct.
Yeah, how does she define condescending and, you know, discern that from that letter? I didn't hear any condensation or read any condensation whatsoever.
No, it was incredibly professional, and she's obviously not used to reading something that's so professional and clean and clear.
Well, it was short enough. Maybe she probably read it instead of relying on staff.
Oh, I don't think so. She read the one sentence summary or talking points that told her what the rhetoric to use to spout off about it.
Oh, my gosh. This is so unbelievable. But, you know, this is where Main Street and forgotten men and women of America are getting so frustrated, Sidney, because this thing is dragged on, $30 million plus in counting of legal fees. And what did we get out of it? I mean, if we'd have just read the Stroke and Lisa Page text and took them for what they said, you know, Peter Stroke, as you reported, said, hey, there's no collusion. End of story, right? And then he goes to special counsel, and the witch hunt began.
Well, what's even more appalling, Bill, is that Andrew Weissman and Ms. Ahmad were DOJ lawyers, both in DOJ. Of course, Weissman is the lead villain of my book, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice from 2014. Mm-hmm. And they were working the back channel with Bruce Ohr and Christopher Steele and the FBI on the Steele dossier. So Weissman was trying to help put all this together and knew very well from the beginning that it was all a lie.
Exactly. Well, Sidney,
and he went on to no doubt help pick Mueller and put together the whole Mueller team. So Mueller knew from the beginning, too, that it was all a fraud.
Do you think, Sidney, they got to the point? I mean, let's face it, the whole legal team, very biased, former Hillary operatives, the whole lineup, as you and I have discussed on numerous occasions, did they finally get to the realization that there was no there and they just had to cut their losses? Otherwise, they were going to put whatever remains of their career on the line.
They knew there was no there from the very beginning, but I think they diligently tried to make a case out of it despite that. Mm-hmm. I think they tried to make people lie to support their lie. I think they pulled every dirty trick in the book. I mean, look what they did to Manafort and Stone
exactly.
and Corsi mm-hmm. and Michael Caputo. And it's not just the cost of $30 million to the taxpayers. There's probably $500 million that it cost innocent individuals who had to lawyer up and were dragged in and harassed by Mr. Mueller's team of thugs mm-hmm. through hours of interrogation, being absolutely terrified and having no idea what was going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. And knowing that their lives were in the hands of these people who hated anyone and everyone that had anything to do with President Trump and wanted to destroy them.
You know, speaking of Jerome Corsi, he really gave us a great example of what courage looked like. I mean, with him being hotboxed the way he was, you know, for 40-plus hours by the FBI, they're putting all kinds of pressure to try to get him to lie, to sign off on a lie. He says, Bill, I'm a man of faith. I cannot admit to something I didn't do. And thank God that he stood on the truth and refused to sign that false narrative that they were putting all kinds of pressure on him to sign with all kinds of threats and everything else. And as it was, as you know, Sidney, that contest with the FBI wasn't cheap.
Oh, no. It wasn't. And Michael Caputo, too, who mm-hmm. came out and spoke out very early on against Mueller's tactics and everything. Mm-hmm. Anybody who spoke up and out against them deserves an award of great courage.
Exactly. Sidney, is it coming to the point that if you want to be involved in government, you need to have some sort of, you know, insurance to, you know, protect your liberty so that if you have an FBI or a Justice Department that is weaponized like this, that you're protected? I mean, these guys, I mean, you're talking six figures that they had to drop in legal fees. Some were able, Michael Caputo was able to get some fundraising and backup, but nonetheless, I mean, this still is quite costly.
Yeah, six and seven figures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, a rough estimate, but yes, and you know, like Everett Dirksen said, you start adding zeros there, it comes to a lot of money, especially when you're talking about legal fees like this. And again, what bothers me is that here we are, this is a government up for by we the people. And, you know, what does this mean, that the everyday American, you know, should not get involved in government? I mean, the Tea Party was overwhelmed. The IRS, I still maintain the IRS with their weaponization and what Lois Lerner did affected at least six voting cycles with the dirty tricks they did.
Oh, definitely. And I don't think they've been cleaned out yet. I think there's still problems with the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Well,
frankly, we need a conservative insurance policy because it's conservatives that are being targeted and have been targeted everywhere, not just in government.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, you know, this whole situation with the Mueller report, what's your read on this, Sidney, after it's all said and done, after the number of pages come out, the redactions are, you know, are affected because you know, we know that there are certain things that need to be protected. You know, you've got ongoing investigations and things that have to do with the grand jury and methods and all that. What's your read?
I think it's pretty straightforward. He recommended no additional indictments against anyone and definitely found no collusion. And the vagueness on obstruction is irrelevant because he recommended no additional indictments. So that means he found no obstruction either. To the extent he says he can't exonerate the president of obstruction, that's just a bunch of hooey because he didn't recommend any further indictments, which is tantamount to an exoneration. And the rest of it's just red meat he's trying to throw to the Democrats to help further their obstruction and resistance efforts.
And to your point here, and when we come back after this break, Sydney, I want you to break down just the reasonable conclusions here, and you're kind of suggesting that right now. More from Sydney Powell right after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with best-selling author, former prosecutor Sidney Powell continues. Her book, by the way, License to Lie, a must-read. In light of everything that has just taken place in the last 2.5 years, for some of you that are still dazed and amazed and going, what? It's just been happening. When you read Sidney's book, you realize that it is exactly as you heard and saw it. I know sometimes when you hear the truth so cleanly, it can be quite shocking, Sidney.
That's true. Unfortunately, I've been seeing it unfold for almost 20 years.
Wow. And for you as a former prosecutor, with having pride of your profession and all that it represents, this is disheartening. I mean, your book License to Lie was something that you had to write. I think maybe in part, maybe for your own I don't want to say necessarily your conscience, but maybe peace of mind to say at least you got the truth out there.
Exactly. I mean, I literally prayed I would not have to write it because it meant the system had failed at every turn for me to have to write it. And so I just tried everything to make the system work and prayed for 2 years that I would not have to write the book because I knew I couldn't let it go. I had to do whatever I could try to do to help people see what was going on because it was so bad. And we've got to make the system better. And the only way we can do that is if people understand what the problem is. Because if they can do that to people like Senator Ted Stevens and Merrill Lynch executives and Arthur Anderson companies and people with the resources to fight it by all means possible and in the ultimate public spotlight, imagine what they do to regular everyday Americans who don't have those resources.
We're like bugs on a windshield. Are you kidding me?
Right. And then here they do it to the president of the United States. And if it weren't for what I already knew and my work and the work of scads of other people uncovering the truth as we went along and making sure it was exposed to the extent we had the capability to expose it, they could have gotten away with it.
Sidney, do you think because of your efforts and the efforts of others, you mentioned others that were aware, they've seen this dance before and they've been sounding the alarm here. Do you think that may have held Mueller and Company in check a bit?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, about the only thing Mueller would have mattered to him here is his own reputation and history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they could have gotten by with perpetrating this fraud, they would have done it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we were keeping an eye on Andrew Weinstein that you reported and even reported in your book about Weinstein and his spin that he would put on the final report that would go to Bill Barr.
I knew this report was not going to be clean.
So with it still to come forth, do you still anticipate that his fingerprints are going to be all over this?
Oh, yes. I said it to somebody, it's going to read like Moby Dick. There's going to be a lot of fiction, and they're still not going to get the whale.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm sure it's full of things that he chose and picked for whatever value he thought they added to his narrative without regard to whether they're sequential or makes it true picture or not. In fact, I'm sure they don't paint the true picture.
Exactly.
I can tell that from some of the indictments that I've read that he pieced together.
Well, a majority of America is fed up, and they want to see some consequences here. Whether it's the mainstream media, you know, public officials, Adam Schiff is in the crosshairs, of course. He's doing everything, you know, to reject any suggestion that he should resign from his chairmanship. I mean, here, Sidney, for over 2 years, he said he had the goods. Well, you know, it's clear that he didn't. And, you know, he's like another Harry Reid operative, you know, all bluster and nothing else.
I think he may even be worse than Harry Reid.
If that's possible, huh?
Yeah, if that's possible, yeah. Schiff is just vile and disgusting, and Swalwell is right there with him. They're absolute tools of lies and injustice.
I mean,
no semblance of conscience whatsoever.
Yeah, what benefit to the American people did they offer here? I mean, all they did was create more disharmony and disunity and doubt in the system with, you know, the rhetoric and everything that they put out there. And again, the media, the mainstream media was all complicit in this as well. And I got to tell you, a majority of Americans, they're waiting for consequences here, Sydney.
I think they're going to see some. I think there are going to be some real investigations of what really happened here. There has to be, for the rule of law, the Department of Justice and the FBI to have any integrity going forward and for the rule of law to even survive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We simply won't have it if we don't do that.
And then we take another.
And then we take an. FBI can't recover if we don't.
And then we take another hit out of Chicago with the Smollett case, Sydney.
Oh, that just sent me and most of the country over the edge. Absolutely unbelievable. It's a total fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kimberly Fox, the new DA there, was funded, bought and paid for by George Soros to the tune of $400 million.
Mm.
And on top of that, a friend of the Obamas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Smollett is, too.
Yes.
Was contacted repeatedly by Michelle Obama's chief of staff, and obviously it was a fix. Everybody knows that.
Wow. I mean, people are still stunned over this. I don't, you know, there's just no justification on this. And, of course, Mayor Emanuel, Donald Trump stepped in on it. The president said, you know, Smollett's still subject to a federal crime for what he did in sending himself a letter that crossed state lines, right?
Yes, and I don't know why he wouldn't be guilty of a conspiracy to either obstruct justice or commit a hate crime or something with respect to his conduct in creating the hoax.
Yeah, because that in itself, isn't that a hate crime? You know, you're exactly right, Sydney, the way I would look at it, and that's being ignored. Even though he perpetrated the hate crime on himself, the people that were affected, or anybody that wears a MAGA hat, anybody that supports the president, it just adds to the vitriol and this false narrative about anybody who supports conservatism and Donald J. Trump.
And on top of that, I mean, he did it to create a race war, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It would have fomented a further racial division, if not caused riots.
And, of course, raises the LGBTQ agenda as well. I mean, he really, to do what he did, and obviously, I mean, he tries to claim some exoneration. If you were exonerated, they would have given you all your money back. They wouldn't have, they wouldn't have you held your bond. You know, they would have given you your 10 grand band, all right?
There was no exoneration there. Everybody knows he's guilty. He can stand there and talk about being innocent as long as he wants to, but
doesn't hold any water.
Of course, legally, he's still entitled to the presumption of innocence. He hasn't even had a trial, but the evidence they had against him was overwhelming, and there should have been a trial.
You know, and along the same way here, getting back to the Mueller report, I said that a lot of what is not being said, you can still look at the reasonable outcome and come up with some reasonable conclusions yourself, unless you're so deep into the grape juice that your mind can't even begin to process anything that involves common sense and reason. Am I right?
Yes. I mean, we know now that all the collusion was on the other side.
Right.
That has been evident for some time, and obviously Mr. Mueller has known that for 2 years, if not longer. And as for the obstruction, the president, even Comey himself, said the president can fire him for any reason. McCabe told Congress there was no obstruction early on. There hasn't been any since. The investigation proceeded as long as it wanted to proceed. It was fully funded. Any claims of obstruction are just baloney.
Exactly. Former federal prosecutor Sydney Powell, author of License to Lie. Go to her website for more information. LicenseToLie.com. The book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's Russia probe's been completed, and President Trump is back on the campaign trail for the first time since that report came down.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them, until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues.
The Russia hoax is finally dead.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, Chicago, telling Empire actor Jussie Smollett to pay up $130,000 to cover the cost of police overtime for the investigation of the attack he reported in January. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just the way you like. It's very fresh and independent with a little bit of an attitude. Just because it's fun to have an attitude, right, Michael?
Yes,
once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to have some spirit here. Hey, I've seen Michael walking around. We're here at NRB in Anaheim, California for Proclaim 19. And Michael Canis has been, we've been walking around and we were crossing each other's path. Governor Huckabee was in and you'd kind of put a collar on him. And, you know, I was kind of overhearing a little bit because you were right. We were right there at the same table. And talking about the secret message, the hidden message of the Great Seal, I said, I need to talk to him. And an opportunity came about, and you know, your publicist said, "Hey, look at, he's available." I says, "Is he early? Is he an early guy? Because we've got an early show here." He goes, "Oh, I'll get in there. He'll be here." So
glad to
welcome
be here.
To the show. Good to be here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're having a lot of fun here?
Oh man, yeah. Without listening to Mike Gallagher
this
morning, that guy's a fireball.
Yeah, so. he is. Yeah, he's nonstop.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, and I know that you've done a lot of research on the Great Seal. You're very passionate about this, and I think, you know, most of us consider ourselves to be, you know, students of history, and you're very passionate about it, and I appreciate it, especially now, because history is one of those topics that have been greatly ignored of the young kids today. Mm-hmm. They're just not getting the message, and I think that even at the President's State of the Union, I thought what was so powerful was he kind of took us down a journey of our history and why America is so great. You know, whether we're talking about the space program and, you know, and the heroes, World War II heroes. I mean, sitting next to a guy that he had liberated, you know, from a concentration camp, you know, all those years ago. I mean, it was phenomenal, you know, to have that kind of reminder right there in the State of the Union. I think for young people go, wow, now I'm starting to get this a little bit, you know?
You know, and for me, Bill, one of the eye-opening experiences in the process of writing the book was that I had to immerse myself in the context, in the time. So, you know, I feel like I had to sort of meet and befriend and introduce myself to Jefferson and Adams and Franklin. And so I'm trying to get inside their head a little bit, you know, get into context. And really, our kind of look at history that we, you know, we know we won, right? There's no suspense there.
Right.
But at the time, it was far from a foregone conclusion.
Exactly.
It was a scary time. And these guys were brave.
Right.
You know, we think about them as, you know, very wise and, you know, kind of stately. They were risking their lives.
Well, they put it all in the line. I mean, basically, they're committing treason.
Right.
Right?
Right. And they were out to get you. You know, they say it's not paranoia if everybody really is out to get you. They really were, you know. Yeah. And horrible things were happening. Mm-hmm. You know, they had prison ships off the coast of New England. Mm-hmm. And these places were terrible, worse than any prison that you have heard of or probably can imagine. Mm-hmm. People died in the thousands on those, and they were shipping them off in the thousands, and you know, getting your house torn down, you know, people were being in prison, shot, you know, just it was. And the thing was, you didn't know who was your friend and who was a royalist.
Yeah.
So if you said something, you didn't know if something was overheard. So you're always looking over your shoulder. What a scary time.
So we're talking the real seeds of political correctness, right?
Right.
Exactly. You know, just going back. Well, you know, hey, that's what it was, like you said. And in the midst of this, they're coming up with this revolutionary idea. How about a government that's totally different, that turns the, you know, you and I are business people, and we know about the business model and the pyramid model that starts with the CEO at the top and the president of the company at the top. And these founding fathers said, no, we're going to turn it upside down, right?
Absolutely. You know, that. You know, we tend to think discount. Like some people will say, well, you know, America was this grand experiment. And then, you know, people will say, well, no, there were, you know, there was a republic in Rome. And, you know, there was a, no. Let me tell you, the Roman Republic was just governed by a very few. You know, it was a republic, but it wasn't democratic.
Right.
You know, the people didn't have, very few people were citizens, and the ones that were, you know, chose representatives who ran the government.
Right.
You know, so it wasn't like that. And then you go back to Athens, for example. These were cities.
Yes.
You know, this is 300 million people.
Right.
You know, the idea, see, and because it's been done for 200 years, you know, we take it for granted.
Right.
So then we go and we look and, oh, you know what, Bill, it's not perfect.
Right.
You know, there is injustice. You know, there are things wrong.
Well, humanoids are driving the ship here, so we know, you know, that
they're going to have problems.
Right, exactly. Right.
But then, so what do? You know, we look at the thing that has worked the best in the world and the best ever in history.
Exactly.
And we say, you know what, there's a few little foibles there. Let's throw it out.
Yeah, right.
we're
going to all be socialists.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and
clever idea.
And so let's get rid of the thing that has worked better than anything else ever has.
Right. Has freed more people on the planet.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And let's go back to something that has never worked.
Yes, right.
And try that again. And somehow we're going to be smarter and brighter than anybody else in history that has ever tried it.
Right.
And then it's going to work for us.
Yeah. Well, this is the problem with progressives, because they keep progressing even in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though there's no empirical evidence. In fact, it's contrary to anything that would say you're going to be successful, because it's not about, you know, liberty for all. It's about, you know, elitism It's about a government of, for, and by their own selfish desires, right, and their own gluttony for power, mm-hmm, as Lindsey Graham called them out for.
Absolutely. You know, it's so well said. And, you know, this notion that we can sort of take something that does one thing, mm-hmm, and cause it to do another thing. I think a good analogy of that is, and I don't know if you've ever been a sailor. I've been a sailor all my life.
Oh, okay. I'm one. I love to go and help and, you know, do that. but to go on my own, like one time I got lost I was in Hawaii and I was on a surfboard and I got caught by a current and a guy came out to get me. He says, "Where were you going?" And he says, "Well, I was trying to get over to that beach over there." And he goes, "Well, you were halfway to Japan."
Well, maybe you'll be able to get this analogy anyway. But
yeah, but I love sailing. I mean, I'm a would-be wannabe, you know, so okay.
But yeah, you got this analogy where you've got this strong east wind, mm-hmm, you know, and it's a 20 knot wind, mm-hmm, right? And it's blowing. You're in a sailboat. Well, you can trim those sails, right? Mm-hmm. You can even kind of go 15 degrees off the wind, but you can't go into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you're going to wind up someplace other than that.
That's right.
And so there are things that no matter how smart you are, how you rig it, mm-hmm, and what you try to accomplish, it's not going to wind up there.
That's right.
And that's the way socialism is. Mm-hmm. The thing, it works a certain way. It aggregates power to a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is it, first of all, takes away freedom.
Right.
And we can see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have your guns. You can't have freedom of speech. You can't have freedom of religion. You know, we have to take all these things away. Why? Because we have to control you.
That's right.
Okay? Because we are the ones that are going to design that. We're going to, mm-hmm, rig this thing.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that.
Right.
They only say, it's going to be fair for everybody, right, and kumbaya, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, here, have some more Kool-Aid and everything, right, until all of a sudden the door is closed.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then the other problem is that socialism, it doesn't produce things. It's not abundantly productive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so all you do is redistribute what's there. Well, you get to the bottom of the barrel eventually.
Right.
You know, and then nobody has anything.
Right.
And, you know, people say,
yeah,
well,
what happened in Venezuela is just not by, you know, it's not just some foiled experiment. I mean, that's just where it leads, right?
Well, absolutely. Right. And, you know, people groan when we say that.
Mm-hmm.
But point to someplace else we're at. And they say Sweden or something. No, Sweden is capitalist. You ask the Swedes.
They figured it out. Much like the Pilgrims did when they first came in and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool? We all kind of just throw our resources in together and we'll support one another, kind of a socialist mindset.
Right.
And then they found out that the lazy people didn't want to work. And they said, hey, well, forget that. We're going to give everybody their own land and you work the land. And, hey, if you work it, you get to eat. If you don't, you know, you're going to starve to death.
Absolutely.
Well, guess what happened? Mm-hmm. They started working and being productive and happy, too, by the way.
Yes.
Michael Kennis is with us. We've got more after this.
The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines, guaranteed, all without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines, data deprioritization during congestion applies, with autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD, or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. One new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I gotta tell you, I love it. It's a rallying cry, Michael. You know, I am appreciating here at NRB, at Proclaim 19 in Anaheim, California. There is this electrified sense of optimism, you know, that abounds, and it's real exciting. But before we get into that, I want to remind everybody this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at the Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that'll produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner to see if this works for you and your family. I was talking with several of my friends here, and I said, you know, a lot of institutional money going into cryptocurrency now. And I think in the last couple of weeks, something like $5-6 trillion has been emptied into it. So this is an exciting time, and what is going on? So you're starting to hear more and more about it. It's early on, so you know I'm just sharing the good news. It's kind of like if you had an inside scoop on AOL and said, hey, look, if you can get it for 10 cents on the dollar, would you jump on it?
Absolutely.
So one of those things. Check it out. See if it works for you. We're talking with Michael Canis here on Bill Martinez Live. And I ran into Michael, and I just appreciated his spirit and his knowledge of history and his spirit to seek knowledge and also issues that are relevant to God. I mean, that's the very heartbeat and the heartbeat of our Constitution, what it's all about. Our founding fathers said the Constitution was designed for a moral and people that understood value. And the problem we have in this country today is the people want to see things according to their own eyes, turn their back on God. They find themselves in chaos. And as I was encouraging some friends, I said, the good thing about chaos is that wherever chaos is, the Holy Spirit is. Because if you read Genesis 1, just between the first and second, there's something about, you know, I always like to look in between the verses. you know?
Yeah.
And what you see in between that verse is the Holy Spirit hovers over chaos.
Yeah.
And out of the chaos comes righteousness, comes godly things. So I believe, I'm excited because I believe we're on the brink of something really spectacular.
Oh, I love that you said that. You know, and it's so true because that is how God operates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's He brings shalom,
yes,
which is not just peace.
Mm.
It's order. It's
yeah.
rightness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and honestly, you know, we're not talking about seal per se, but that is a strong cord in the seal. This, you know, that sort of notion of novus ordo seclorum. Mm-hmm. You know, the new order of the ages. It's talking about, you know, a time of shalom and peace and order and justice and honor.
Mm.
You know, that was their goal. That was their hope.
Right.
And so that is how God operates.
Right.
And that phrase that you're talking about, that chaos, it, in Hebrew, it's tovu vavohu. You know, you get this
right.
sense of like tumult.
Yeah, and, yeah, right,
you know,
exactly.
You know, and then God comes in,
yes.
You know, and not only does He bring order and peace, but abundance?
Yes.
Exactly. He's creative.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's electrifying.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. When I was talking with Jonathan Kahn, I love Jonathan Kahn.
He's awesome.
Obviously, you know, in his knowledge of Hebrew and everything. And he says, Bill, he says, the word shalom, and it was so beautiful the way he said it. And I'm going to try to... I can only reinterpret what he shared with me, and I wish I could remember it verbatim because it was so powerful. In fact, when I asked him later, he says, why? And it was obviously revelatory because it was something that just poured out of him.
Wow.
And when I asked him to recount it later on, he goes, well, I, you know, he could kind of vaguely, but it was just so powerful. But the idea that shalom was, it's God's intended purpose, as you were saying.
Yeah.
It's God's commitment to mankind saying, my peace that surpasses all understanding, I have for you, and that is my objective.
Yes.
He's not putting it on you, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's saying, it's me, Almighty God, my peace on you.
Well, absolutely.
Is that so cool?
Oh,
it's so mind-blowing.
You're getting me charged.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, I'll just tell you that, so that concept in the Old Testament is extended into the New Testament in that word agape,
yes,
which we translate as love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we tend to think of agape as this as sort of emotion. We think of love.
Well, we limit it with a mortal mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is supernatural. I mean, this is an immortal word and concept that you cannot really discern through a mortal perspective.
Well, that is, and the depth of God's love is that is so true. But this notion that agape, it's a special kind of divine love,
mm-hmm.
and it does not regard the object being loved.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm going to love you unconditionally, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
no matter who you are or how you are,
for your good,
and it's my intent
mm-hmm.
to do you good.
Yes.
I'm going to act in your best interest. That's shalom.
Yes.
That's a New Testament mm-hmm. expression,
right.
And God says, I am mm-hmm. agape.
Yes, amen.
Wow.
Amen. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Obviously, we need to get on this, and I know our audience is always enjoys some of these rides that we go on, because this is what this show is about. I mean, sometimes, Michael, you know, I do the show, people go, how do you come up with these topics, or, you know, the questions you ask? And I said, to be honest with you, I'm just really trusting. I mean, I pray about the show every time, and the guests, and, you know, that God would cover it, and that it would be His words, and His ideas, and so... Sometimes we go left, and, you know, he goes left, I go left. You know,
yeah.
You
got to follow the leading of the Spirit, for sure.
You just have to go.
And it's always exciting.
Without mm-hmm. a doubt, and it's a blessing. Obviously, somebody need to hear this today, mm-hmm. you know, and these words, you know, of peace and God's love,
mm-hmm.
you know, his divine love that mm-hmm. it is so purposeful. And it's for your good. It's mm-hmm. not. It's not about God. I mean, and this is the thing. And every once in a while, in our humanity, we get glimpses of it, and we accidentally express, you know, godly love toward another. Mm. It is so powerful. And you think, How can I hold on to that?
Mm-hmm.
How can I get out of the way of God's love to where that is a constant manifestation?
Mm, absolutely. You know, and sometimes we'll encounter it in a person, and we'll look at that person and say, who are you? where's the catch?
Yeah, right.
You know,
what's
your deal?
Yes,
you know,
right.
What's your angle?
Yeah,
you know, but this is without any catch.
Yes.
You know, there is no other shoe to drop.
Yes.
You know, it's free, unconditional, and unlimited.
No strings attached. It's like, you know, I used to say, how do I love thee? Let me count the strings. You know, no strings attached. Yeah. Okay, so we got about 3.5 minutes left here, Michael. This has been a joy. I'm so glad that you're up early, you're here, because it's early on the West Coast here, ladies and gentlemen. But the Great Seal, give us a quick summary of the hidden message. I know this is probably a 5-hour conversation we could have, maybe 5 days, but
I'll give you the 1-minute version as quick as I can.
All
but,
right.
So first of all, you start out with everything you think you know about the seal. Mm-hmm. Just forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because most of the stuff, I mean, there are some things, but most of it is, you know, just sensationalism or some conspiracy theory or something like that. And it's real easy to disprove because there's a report to Congress of June 20, 1782 that just very clearly precludes any of those Freemasons and Illuminati. So forget all that.
Yeah, so take off the aluminum hats and set those aside for a while here, okay?
Right.
We're going to get real.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Right.
So now let's start talking about what it is. And the first amazing thing is that it has the same birthday as the Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it the same birthday, but it's the same three guys. There are other people involved, too. But three of the guys, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, were commissioned by Congress to write the seal.
Right.
So they had an intent there. They're expressing. They didn't just say, hey, who can draw? You know? No. It was these guys. They did that because they wanted to have the same message.
Right. Exactly.
And so then you say, well, how can a picture have a message? You know, well, you know, the three met together and they said, you know, we're going to do something kind of unusual here. We're going to make this seal contain an allegorical message. And an allegory is a story told with symbols.
Right.
Okay, so either words or pictures. And so they set about creating this seal, and they put these amazing themes. And without really, you know, getting into a lot of the detail about, you know, what the symbols are, I'm just going to cut to the chase and just tell you that it was their instructions to the American people on how to protect and preserve the Republic. And they thought about you, about our listeners. They really did. They called it posterity.
Right. And centuries forward.
They knew that it was going to come over time. And now here we have, and the shocking thing, Bill, is that what's in the seal, we didn't understand. The book reveals things for the first time in our generation, so in our knowledge, what it is. And it's extraordinary and encouraging and full of hope.
Right.
And it's about faith and liberty and freedom and unity.
Well, the thing was so cool was when you gave the book to Governor Huckabee.
Yeah.
Did you see his face light up?
I
watch people when you know, first of all, their response. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, when you're here, you know, people hand you books. And you know, and they're good books, you know, to varying degrees.
Uh-huh.
No, he was cherishing that book.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could tell. Nobody was going to take it away from him, and he appreciated that gift.
Oh,
so
thank you for saying
I'm looking
that,
forward for, you know, to get my hands on my copy, too.
I've got a special one for you.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Michael Kanis has been with us. Hey, look, I look forward to some ongoing conversation.
Oh, I would love
I am
that.
So glad we met here. Michael Kanis on Bill Martinez Live. Hey, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent